I am Shruti and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast. It has been truly said that the taste of your life depends on the spices you used to brew it. Welcome to Business of Brands podcast by Chi Cafe. In this spicy episode of Hear Me Out, we are going to meet Anuradha Khandelwal, the founder of Anu Can Cook, So Can You. Anuradha has been making and selling combination of spices for over 8 years now. All the profit earned out of it goes to the education of underprivileged children. Her experience of traveling all over the world has left her with a treasure trove of recipes. Her hard work has led to exponential success of this business venture. She is competent, she is skilled, she is compassionate. She is Anuradha Khandelwal. Anuradha, I welcome you to this podcast. Let's begin this podcast with your story, Anuradha. Would you like to tell us how did Anu Can Cook come up? What is the story behind Anu Can Cook, So Can You?
Thank you very much for having me on this podcast. I am really happy and thrilled, you know, that somebody's asked me. That feeling of being excited about doing something. Well, thank you, and here I am with my story. How did I start Anu Can Cook, So Can You? Out of the blue, one winter evening, my niece asked me to do something, and I just did I just called it Anu Can Cook, So Can You, after the MTV show that used to be Dan Can Cook many, many, many years ago. And I was going out of station to Lucknow, and I left. I came back and I found 200 people following me, and I started laughing because seriously, what did I just do right? And so that was my story, and gradually everything started in the way that helping a few children along the way with my pop-ups. I really don't want to go into all that, because your left hand should not know what your right hand does, and your right hand should not know what your left hand does. So let's just leave it there. And so then I started making masalas because people wanted to know. And it went from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 to tea. And here I am with you, you know, being heard.
That was really interesting. So would you like to run us through a day in your life? Tell us about your work, about yourself, your lifestyle. What does a regular day in your life look like?
A day in my life starts early because we're early risers, and the early bird catches the worm. So we get up early, there's always music playing, and I go about my usual work. I sit on the laptop, try and make up a recipe in the kitchen. The kitchen I love, and always sitting in the veranda I love, and there's music everywhere, and bas gaana lagate hain, khana pakate hain, and I type a lot of things, and I write a lot of things on my Facebook page, Anu Speak. I write recipes on Anu Can Cook. We make videos for Buriya and Bareilly YouTube channel, and the day just goes. And of course, we read and in between, and you know, we sit and chat, and we take walks in my garden in the evening. And all in all, every day is fun day. Every day is to be lived to the fullest. Even if I make mistakes, it's okay. And I'm always laughing, always laughing. So that's why I have so much of fun doing whatever ordinary things I do. So that's my day. Nothing very extraordinary, but just fun.
Would you like to share the perks and challenges of being in this field with our listeners?
What are the perks and challenges? What are the perks? I just enjoy doing what I do. And what are the challenges? Well, if you're shifting through 15-20 kilos of red chili powder, oh boy, That's a challenge. Your hand and face burns for 2 days, but since I don't allow anybody else to do my work, so, well, I grin and bear it because I enjoy it. And on a normal level, I think any profession has challenges. I just enjoy what I do, and sometimes when I get the feedback that people love my masalas, it actually makes me so very happy inside that I feel like I'm walking on air. I've done something right. That is so important to me. Nothing else. That is very, very important. This feeling of doing something and feeling that I have contributed to somebody's table to make the food better. What more do I want? So I enjoy that thoroughly. And anything you want to do, there will be challenges, there will be hardships, there will be people who will be critical of you. The idea is just to march on, you know, just carry on doing what you have to do, and the rest will take care of itself. Don't focus on the small things, focus on the larger picture, always.
I am Shruti, and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast. It's a very interesting and responsible field that you're in. Would you like to share any amusing anecdotes with our listeners?
Life has been full of anecdotes, and while I make my masalas, there have been a lot of anecdotes. But one of the funny ones, which I found was very funny, was 15 kilos of garlic we had peeled and it was drying out in the sun, and suddenly you find peacocks eating it, you know. I had gone in for an afternoon nap and suddenly I opened one eye and I saw peacocks were eating the damn garlic. Oh, we ran out and shooed, but obviously they had made a whole mess of the garlic, so we had to throw it all away and start all over again. That was painful, but it was really funny. I never knew peacocks ate garlic. And otherwise, there are lots of funny things that keep happening when I do my pop-ups. People ask me to do a pop-up for them for 400 rupees, you know. And when I say no, they get very hurt about it and they say, why? Somebody else is doing it, and I have to tell them, look, this is not what I do. You know, I do a pop-up because I enjoy doing a pop-up, and the people who come to my pop-up enjoy the food that I have cooked, you know, which I definitely cannot cook on 400 rupees. So that is it, and there are lots of things that happen as we go along. You know, we laugh and joke while we are doing things, and once my husband was so eager to pack the masalas that he packed them, you know, even before they could dry out, and I was furious, but now we laugh over all that. So, little things that give us a lot of joy.
What would be your final words for our audience who are looking forward to building a career in this field?
What are my final words? Final words sounds horrifying. But anyway, my final word would be, I did it my way. I did things how I wanted to do it, and I did it. But having said that, I think people who want to build a career in making masalas, first you have to know about masalas, okay? You just can't jump into something you don't know. Learn about masalas before you go into it. For me, it is encrypted in my DNA, so I know about it. Instinctively, I know about it. And the thing is that you have to be honest to yourself. Whenever you do things, you have to be very, very honest to yourself, honest towards your work, and honest towards the quality of your work. And you cannot compromise. I will not compromise on the quality of my products, come what may. I'm not out there to make a profit. I'm not out there to become a billionaire. I'm out there to make a difference to somebody's table, you know, to provide them with ingredients that are not that do not have any chemicals in them, that are handmade, not machine made, that are absolutely pure. It's kind of a holistic thing with me, you know. So I guess you have to be passionate about what you do. I pack every tea bag myself, every tea bag, We pack it ourselves. We do not allow anybody from the outside to touch anything of ours. Every bottle is washed and dried by us, wiped by me personally, filled by me personally. So if you are not passionate about something, and if you're just, you know, a little bit lackadaisical, it'll show in your work. It'll show. It will really show. So if you really want to do a good thing, be a good human being, be good, you know, inside and outside. And last, just be honest with everything. I've made hundreds of mistakes in my life, but I've been honest enough to say, okay, I made the mistake. Let's move on from there. So do that and make good masalas, make good whatever you want to make. You have a dream, give it a go. Just give it a go. It'll work.
Thank you so much, Anuradha, for joining us in this Hear Me Out campaign. What a bubbly conversation. What a wonderful experience. What an amazing voice. I feel so content talking to you. Thank you so much once again. I am Shruti, your host, and we were in conversation with Anuradha Khandelwal. Keep listening to Business or Brands podcast by G Cafe.